Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
1 Corinthians chapter number 9. We'll finish this chapter today. And we'll be in verses 24 through 27. But I want you to remember the context. I'm not going to go back over again the past few weeks. We've been in chapters 8 and 9. But remember the context about not offending the weaker brother. Chapter number 8. Paul, my weaker brother's eating meat. What do we do about this? Remember he talked about we know as stronger believers, meat is nothing. You know, matter of fact, I had a good steak two nights ago, and a couple nights ago, I went to Longhorn, and I got mine. It's called Blue, Rare Blue, and that's even less than rare. You let the blood run. They just throw it on the grill, and I want it with extra seasoning, extra rub, and it comes out. It's perfect. But anyway, and they wouldn't eat that meat, and they said, Paul, what we do? Listen, if it offends your brother, I'm not going to do it. That was the whole thought. And then he goes into chapter 9 about the freedoms that we have. And in verse number 19, he says, I'm free from all men, yet I'm a servant of all. So the thought is he's closing this, the idea before we go into chapter number 10, kind of a different thought pattern. He didn't jump the track when we get in verses number 24, 25, 26, 27. He didn't change course. He's still talking about being a servant to all. And he's talking about being a servant to men and being a servant to God. And when you're able to do that, you can handle these problems that come into your life about, should we do this, should we not do that, Paul? So that's the context. He hasn't switched gears, so to speak, when we're in these next verses. He's kind of bringing that thought process to a conclusion before he goes to another subject matter in chapter number 10. By the way, you Bible students, you know the Bible was not originally written when the Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the church of Corinth. It did not have chapters. It did not have verses in it. It was one continual letter, okay? And so later on, it was divided into chapters and into verses. I won't get to the history of making one great, I love this, I learned this in school, a theory is that one great preacher was riding on a horse. Have y'all heard? I'm sure Temple's heard this, and he probably teaches this. I don't know what he teaches anyway, in the college to the preacher boys. But he didn't have nothing else to do, so he's going from preaching appointment to preaching appointment. This is hundreds of years ago, and he has the Word of God open, and he's riding the horse, and he's marking the verses off, you know, and that's one of the theories, and I don't believe that at all. But anyway, that's one of the thoughts, how they were divided. The chapters and the verses. I'm glad they are divided because we can go straight to these verses, okay? So chapter number 9, verse number 24. Let me read these last four verses. Concluding that thought about Paul had about being a servant to all men and to God. Verse number 24. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. How many of y'all have ever heard of Erwin Lutzer? No. Okay. He was the pastor of Moody Church in Chicago for many, many years. A great Bible mind. He has some great teachings and all. And he has a radio broadcast for many, many years. The radio broadcast, every once in a while, I'd listen to it when I'm backslidden and I'd want to listen to other. It's good to hear other gospel preachers and teaching and all. The title of his radio show, radio broadcast, is called Running to Win. That's the name of the broadcast, Running to Win. And the thought is, in your life, how we don't live a life of defeat as believers, that we're running to win. And I believe, I haven't talked, never taught, he's still alive, but I've never talked to him, but I would not doubt that he got that thought of running to win probably from this passage of scripture. So run I, you know, and these kind of things. What a thought, running to win. And if I had a message or a title for my Sunday school lesson this morning, actually I wrote it in the top of my paper, running to win. I never title a Bible study, but that thought came to mind actually yesterday about running to win and Erwin Lutzer. Matter of fact, I heard he was here in Sebring just a couple weeks ago. He's still out promoting Moody Radio and things of that nature, and he was in Sebring at a church preaching there. But anyway, verse number 24, with the thought, running to win. That's what I want you to get in your mind this morning over the next few minutes, the thought. Verse number 24, know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? Now, back in Paul's day, much like it is today, sporting events were a big deal. Matter of fact, back in Paul's days, the number one sporting event worldwide was something they call the Olympics. You ever heard the Olympics?
Yes.
Okay. They still go on today. I think they're going to have them in Los Angeles. I think next time they're having the Olympics here, next year or two, whatever it's going to be, it's going to be in Los Angeles, California. They move them all around the world. And back in Paul's days, the Olympics were the biggest deal. The second largest sporting event was just outside of Corinth, where this letter was written. It's called the Isthmian Games, okay? And it's a huge, athletes from all over the world would come and compete in these games. They have wrestling, they'd have running events, all much like they still do today, but some 2,000 years ago. So Paul knew that the people of Corinth were very much aware of these events that are taking place right outside of Corinth there at these events. So he uses that as an illustration about running when he says, know you not that they which run in a race, and he compares that to these people who are running these races, the Isthmian Games, that were held, by the way, every 3 years. These games were the Olympics were every 4 years, like we hold them even today. These other games were held every 3 years. And they were second in prestige to only the Olympic Games. And all the athletes, they would train and discipline their lives and participate for these events. But in these games, there's only one winner. Unlike today, where a lot of you go to Little League Baseball and all, I'm not involved in it, but when the kids were playing baseball, I'll go to all the Little League Baseball games. And there'd be a first place, second place. I think now everybody's a winner. I don't know how they work, you know, but everybody's winner. They didn't want people to get upset, you know, anyway. But back then, you only had one winner. You run that race and you know about the prize. We're going to look at that in a little bit. And when he talks about they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. And the crown he's talking about was one of those crowns of wreath that was wrapped in garland. And sometimes it even decorative, that really lovely. And they would place it on the winner's head. And after a while, that crown of wreath, it would fade away. It kind of, like some of these flowers, I bought my wife some beautiful flowers here. I got them from Valentine's Day, and then I got some, I try to get something for her every week or so. Amen, preacher. You go in our house, and right there on the dining room table is a big old bouquet of flowers. Okay. Yesterday, she had to pull out the roses, because the roses were just, they kind of fell over. The other flowers are still looking good and all. The thought is, after a while, these things fade away. And he says, because of that, only one receives the prize. I love this, where he says, because of that, look here, verse number 24. So run that ye may obtain. So he talked about those guys who are running that race. He compares that in the Christian life, that we're to run, running to win, that we may obtain, what he's talking about, that we may obtain. Paul reminds the believer that it is possible for each believer to receive a reward if he finishes the race in victory.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.